101.5 Truckee Tahoe Radio, and we are back with Michelle from the Truckee River Watershed Council.
Yeah.
So this is such a great thing. Everybody in the community should be involved, but 300 to 500 volunteers a year is great. Now, you guys do this once a year?
We do this once a year.
Okay.
And it's really fabulous. Like you said, it's so much fun. You're working side by side.
Yeah.
Your neighbors and your friends, and you're meeting new people who have kind of the same volunteer ethic that you do, people who care about this community. And it's really just to get your hands in the dirt.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, I still remember my first time, and I got so excited the first time I got out there, and I happened to be in Merrill Davies, north of here, and it was just fabulous. People have a great time. And then afterwards, we invite everybody to come out to the Truckee River Day Fair.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So you have an after party.
We have an after party,
yes.
Exactly. So that will start at 1 o'clock. As you know, most of our projects are done by 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then volunteers can go out to Granite Flat. There's lots of educational activities and, you know, arts and crafts activities for the kids, the very family friendly. And there will be free food provided by North Star, kind of box lunches kind of thing.
That's fine.
And it's a lot of fun. We'll have live music. And then actually the really fun part that the kids love is we do a Lahontan cutthroat fish release.
Yeah, the trout release.
The trout release at 3 p.m. The kids get buckets. The Fish and Wildlife Service, they bring this native Lahontan fish to the area. This is a native fish that's been threatened, and the kids get to they get to plant them in the river and help bring their populations back.
So the fish go into the buckets, and then the buckets go into the river, and that's so much fun.
It's really
I would love
a lot
to do that.
And the kids name their fish. You know, they have a great time.
Oh, that's great. So the whole family, even if your kids aren't necessarily volunteering, they can meet up with you afterwards for the after party.
Absolutely. I mean, the kids can come out. Even we have little ones spreading seed out and volunteering, but it's not like you need a stamp saying you volunteered to show up at the river fair. Come volunteer.
Right.
Great. If you can't volunteer, come out to the river fair. It's still a great celebration of the community.
Absolutely.
And of the river.
How much fun. Okay, so registration, let's talk about this before it expires, I should say, because October 11th, so Wednesday, tomorrow will be.
If you can pre-register on our website, again, it's www.truckeeriverwc.org. You'll find a post about Truckee River Day. You get on the registration page, you basically tell us who you are, and then you can choose which project you're most interested in.
Oh, that's great.
And that way, you know, we have about 12 different projects throughout the area. So you choose, you want a half day project, you want a full day project. You know, do you really want to break a sweat and have a strenuous project, or are you looking for something a little bit easier? And we'll take your preferences. We'll do our best to get you on that project. We might have to rearrange things a little bit, but we'll definitely pay attention to, do I want to work hard? Do I want a half day? You know, that kind of thing. And then we'll let you know
absolutely
which project you're assigned to. And again, if you can register on our website by tomorrow, pre-registration closes at midnight.
Okay.
We'll assign you, send you an email with all of the details. If you don't get a chance to pre-register, that's okay. Come on out to Granite Flat on 89 South. We'll be there all day. Come on out there. Be ready with your work gloves and some closed-toed shoes, that kind of thing, ready to get some work done. And we'll send you out to a project site where they can use more volunteers.
I'm sure. That was my next question, too. What do you wear?
Yeah.
You want to wear something that's very comfortable.
Yep.
You want to have, you know, don't wear nice shoes. You're going to be in the dirt. You're going to be...
Exactly.
And definitely garden gloves. So people should bring their own gloves.
Yep. Bring your gloves. Wear closed-toed shoes. You know, it's going to be chilly, so most people will. But you're also going to be working with tools, so you want to keep yourself safe. Long pants. I would suggest also layers.
Sure.
It is going to be a little bit chilly, but you're going to be working, so you're going to get warm. So wear layers. We do provide a T-shirt for all of our volunteers.
Cool.
These things are like collector's items across the community.
Yeah.
It's the grand unveiling on Sunday what these T-shirts look like.
So nobody knows right now.
Exactly.
All right.
Nobody knows. It's going to be grand unveiling.
Great.
But yes, closed-toed shoes, gloves, long pants, and layers.
Yeah. I would also suggest an extra pair of socks just in case your feet get wet. And I learned this back in ROTC. You always have an extra pair of socks. Yep. So just in case, you know, have it in your car or whatever. But you never know. If your socks get wet, then you're like, ugh.
A dry pair of socks turns your day around.
It absolutely does. Awesome. Okay. Thank you again, Michelle, for coming in. I really appreciate it. And to wrap it up, the annual Truckee River Day and Fair is this Sunday, October 15th. Everyone going to be planting those seedlings, restoring creeks, streams, meadows. This sounds like such a fun thing. It doesn't even sound bad. I mean, you're working from 9 a.m. maybe to 2 p.m. for a full day, if that. That's not even a whole 8 hours. So we can do this and we can all come together and just do such a great cause for the community. It's absolutely wonderful. Once again, TruckeeRiverWC.org is where you want to register. If you cannot register by then they will send you out somewhere as well. So they will welcome all volunteers. And once again, you're going to be over at
Granite Flat Campground on Highway 89 South between Truckee and Squaw.
Thanks again, Michelle. I appreciate it.
Great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck. And I can't wait to hear all the wonderful results that come out of this. So we'll get back to the music for now with 101.5 Truckee Tahoe Radio.